Is it possible to be both fit and fat? In this week's Daily Mail, there was an article about three overweight women who claim that, yes, you can indeed be obese and still be healthy. Between them, the women run marathons, compete in Ironman competition and teach others how to get fit. However, rather than the svelte size 10s, their weight ranges from 14 stone up to 20 stone. They believe when it comes to fitness, size doesn't matter. What do you think? Niamh Horan is with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. The size acceptance campaigner, Catherine Zadesky. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
And the nutritionist, Jane McClenahan. Jane, good morning.
Morning, Stephen.
Let's start with you, Jane. Do you think you can be fit and fat?
Well, I think that there's a difference between being fit and maybe being healthy. According to the National Institute of Health, the definition, you know, there's always a definition for everything, isn't it? But there's a definition of being healthy is that if people, they say that people who are overweight can be considered healthy if their waist size is less than 35 inches for women or 40 inches for men, and they do not have two or more of the following conditions, which are high blood pressure, high blood sugar, and high cholesterol. So there's more to being healthy than fitness. Fitness is so important, but there's other factors there that we need to be looking at with individuals.
We've kind of been taught over recent years, haven't we, that, you know, if you've got a belly, if you're fat, you're very, very unhealthy. Try to get the belly down. Try to look fit.
Yeah, and I think that it's the most. That's a really important point, because actually it's weight around the middle that is the has been shown to be a risk factor for things like type 2 diabetes, heart health or heart poor health, and also a risk factor for different types of cancers as well. So it's weight around the middle that's really important. But on saying that, I think it's important to that, you know, fitness is, we are told that we're meant to exercise on average 30 minutes every day, and fitness is such an important part of health and well-being. But there's other things as well, like what we eat, also how we manage stress, for example. So health and wellness is a whole picture as well as just our exercise.
Catherine?
I would agree with some of that, actually. There are studies which show over and over again that being a large person doesn't necessarily mean that you suffer dire consequences. You certainly can be fit. We have Olympians of larger size. You know, 11 gold medals from Liesl Jones, who's an Australian swimmer. But yet she was pilloried in the 2012 Games for being large, for being fat, for being overweight, for not presenting the proper image. We have an obsession about the idea that a body image represents someone's health, and it does not. It does not. There are studies. There's a study of 43,000 people, which was done by the Aerobic Center in America in over 24 years, which showed that the larger person lives 3.1 years, I think it is, longer than the normal weight person who doesn't exercise. Exercise is
well. I'd like to see this evidence. That surprises me.
Well, I can email it to you. It's not a problem. I can email it to you. There's several studies. They're on the National Cancer Institute.
Well, medical consensus around the world, Catherine, would say that to be morbidly obese limits your life, reduces your lifespan, makes you prone to many diseases.
Now,
so I would love to see this survey.
I will email it to you. It's a very straightforward study, as reported in most of the press. You know, they're interested in this idea of the larger people somehow are under threat. But what it really does, what this idea that you cannot be fit and fat does, it devalues not only people's achievements as far as sportsmen is concerned. I mean, the whole rugby team are considered obese. Any rugby team, the larger size guys are obese under the classification. But what sense does that make when they're competing internationally and winning caps and winning games? What is it? Where's the sense in this? And when it comes to the ordinary person, it just devalues what they do. So you can go to the gym, you can get fitter, you can play your sport on a Sunday or whatever it is that you do, and yet if you're still overweight, you're considered to be behind the line. And that devalues people. It negates their efforts to participate, to join in, to be fitter, to be healthier. And
Niamh?
That's why it's dangerous.
Go on, Niamh.
Even I've heard Catherine push a lot of things in this radio show, but the fact that she says that being obese makes you live longer, I think I've heard it all there. They say lies, damn lies, and statistics. You just need to look at her samples every day. There were 40,000. I could point to something else over in Sweden I've done recently. 1.3 million men were followed for 18 years of their life. It wasn't just a quick questionnaire. And they found out that if you're overweight, no matter how much exercise you do, if you're fat, or if you're fit and fat, that you've got a 30% more chance of an early death. Look, it just takes common sense to tell you. I mean, what's the golden rule of dieting that everybody knows and getting fit and healthy is that you can't out-train a bad diet. It's 80 to 90% diet. And look, I'm sure, Stephen, I've been in the gym lots of times in treadmill, working my ass off for an hour, and it just comes up to about 400 calories, which is just about a Mars bar. And it doesn't cut into it at all. And I think that you can be fit and fat in some ways, in that you can be fat and run a marathon, but you can't be fat and healthy. And that's the difference. And look, we're being told constantly, time and time again, that it's all about what's around the waist. All you need to look down to do to see if you're healthy is see what you're carrying around your waist. I remember I knew a girl, and she was running like a 10K every morning before work. She was so fit. I couldn't understand why she was overweight as well until I had to live with her for a couple of weeks. And she was taking about 8 cans of Coke a day. Mm. I mean, just common sense would tell you that that is not healthy. And yet we have people coming on and again and again and again. And it's all about denial. And the biggest friend to fatness and unhealthiness is denial.
I think,
you know, and lots of people have been there as well, when, you know, you just wear a bigger baggier clothes and you'll tell yourself all these type of things to make you feel better. But the bottom line is you cannot be fat and healthy.
I think the problem,
the doctor will tell you that.
I think the problem, Jane, for people trying to lose weight, mm-hmm. is that there are so many fad diets now.
Yes,
that you don't,
absolutely.
I personally have no idea where to start anymore.
Yes, and people are totally confused about what's right, what's wrong.
Cut out carbs, my goodness. Eat loads of protein. Eat loads of fat is another diet. All of this malarkey. And I do not. I know that it's a good thing to do. Learn 2 pounds a week. Oh, don't lose 2 pounds a week. Don't lose any more. It's not healthy. For goodness sake, if I was to try to just lose 2 pounds a week, I'd be dead before I was skinny.
I think the really important thing is about balance. And the way that I talk to people about diet is that it shouldn't just be a diet. You shouldn't go on a diet. You should view what we eat as being part of your lifestyle.
I know, but that's baloney, isn't it?
No, it's not baloney. I think
part of your lifestyle. I will always, here's, just let me say this, Jane, and then I promise I'll shut up. I am pretty sure that for the rest of my life, yeah. I will always like the taste of bad food, and I will detest the taste of good food.
Right, well,
I'm pretty sure that's the score.
Can I just stop you right there?
No, I want to hear from Jane.
I think, Stephen, what you need is thinking about how you're, well, how are you cooking?
I don't do buses and I don't cook.
You see, that's part of the problem, I think. So it's getting back to basics, and it's about really enjoying food, but really enjoying healthy food. And instead of vilifying people because they are too fat or they are too thin or they are this or they are that, I think, you know, health and wellness is a whole complete idea, and it's not just about the amount of exercise we do, it's also what we put in our mouths. And healthy, I swear to you, Stephen, healthy food can taste good if you use the right ingredients, if you use lots of herbs, if you have lots of variety. Even
like what? Give me an example.
Well, do you like curry?
Oh, I love a good curry.
Right. Well, curry is one of the best things that we can eat, because you've got things like turmeric, you've got ginger, you've got garlic, you can pack in loads of vegetables.
Yeah, but I bet your curry's fattening.
No, it's not fattening. It's only fattening if you go to...
Put chips in.
If you're thinking about the takeaway or the chippy kind of curry. But if you're doing a really good homemade curry with a bit of chicken in there, or a bit of meat in there, or fish, or some chickpeas if you want a vegetarian version, and a wee bit of brown rice, loads of vegetables, beautiful, nutritious, balanced, tasty. Healthy food doesn't have to be brown, bland and boring. And I think we need to lose that attitude about healthy eating as well, and just get back to enjoying it.
Vinny in here, all right,
yep.
Who is fit.
Yes.
He eats like a monkey. He eats like a gerbil. I'm being serious, though. If you look at him at lunchtime, he's sitting eating little nuts.
That's brilliant, really well done.
A little gerbil. The gerbils eat nuts. I don't even know.
Again, nuts.
But you know what I mean? But he eats a little handful of nuts. Not too many, a little handful of nuts as he's sitting there. I just can't think.
You could take a leaf out of Vinny's book and have some nuts instead of your prawn cocktail crisps.
I don't do nuts.
That would give you some good fats, which will help support your thyroid, which will keep you feeling fuller for longer, and will give you lots of really good essential fats as well as lots of minerals as well. So maybe take a leaf out of Vinny's book then.
Yes, but I don't know. Look, of course I would like to look fit and skinny, wouldn't we all? But it's a hell of a trade-off. Running around a little, like many are they? 6 or 7 little nuts?
What are you talking about?
All you do is eat nuts.
That's not true.
You're obsessed with nuts.
But they're good for you. Plus, you can't buy them. You'd probably buy like roast nuts
and salted ones and salt and vinegar ones. No.
Plain. The problem with you, and you know this, is everything has to be extreme. So if you were going to start having a wee nut snack, you would have them buy the sack load. You would have a whole massive bag of nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't be able to stop yourself, and you'd probably get some kind of reaction, and then that'll be the next drama in your life.
You get a hard time, Stephen, don't you?
I do, actually.
He invites it in, Jane. Don't give him any sympathy.
Jane, I pulled over to the side of the road a couple of days ago.
As you
do. I am so unhealthy looking now. I pulled over to go for a wee sleep because I was jet-lagged, I was tired, I wanted to do the right thing. I pulled over until I had a wee bit of energy about me again.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if you ate the right thing, Stephen, you would have more energy.
Somebody phoned more than one person phoned the PSNI and told them they thought I was in the middle of a heart attack.
Oh dear.
Now, the interesting thing about that is they phoned the police, but they didn't come and wrap the door.
Are you sure you were asleep? You could have been asleep and they could have been knocking away.
They didn't come and give me mouth to mouth.
Oh. The thing is, Jane, what you should ask yourself is why an idiot that's quite well known, his face is well known on the TV constantly for some unknown reason.
No, the live's coming back 10th of February.
Decides to lie down in the street in his car and have a wee nap and think nobody will notice.
You see, healthy diet, regular exercise, no smoking, less sugar. You'll feel so much better for it, Stephen.
No, I know. That time I lost all the weight, whenever, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, whenever it was, mm-hmm. I felt fantastic.
Yeah.
But what Vinny said was that, you know, that going from one extreme to the other, that's not the answer. It's about getting balance in your diet.
Look, I hear all this from you, though, but it's all...
I know.
He knows better, though, Jane. So you might be a professional on this. He talked to as many experts as possible.
Is Jane a professional?
Jane is a nutritionist. That's why we have her on this program.
Oh, she's a nutritionist.
Did you read your cue?
Yes.
Jane, sorry. So I apologise on his behalf. So you can have as many experts as you want, and he thinks he knows better.
Jane, thank you for coming on. Catherine and Neve, thank you very much indeed. Jane, lovely to talk to you today.
You too, Stephen.
Bye-bye.
Bye.